Let's head to the Vision Home Loans newsline right now. We are joined by ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan, who is focusing his reporting today on the dire situation in Texas hospitals with the rise of the Delta variant of COVID. Jim, this is a very difficult situation.
It really is made more difficult, obviously, by the vaccination rate here. It's about 50% of the state's population has been fully vaccinated, about 13 million people. Still, that's about 13 million who have yet to be vaccinated. 28 million vaccines have been issued, so still a lot of people waiting for their second shot. In the meantime, the numbers have been rising. The COVID infection rate has been going up here, Shannon. There's something like 11,500 people are hospitalized right now across the state. And unfortunately, about 90% of the state's ICU beds are full as the Delta variant spreads around the state. So these two things are converging right now to create a real problem. Add on to that a nursing shortage that started even before the pandemic, and you've got a setup for a really difficult situation here, Shannon.
That's right, Jim. And this is all happening as officials in Texas are urging hospitals to request money from city and counties rather than seeking federal sources as well.
Exactly, yeah. The state has been resisting that. There were, early on in the pandemic, requests made to FEMA, and FEMA responded with some funding. And now the state is telling cities and counties to hold off, to not make those requests yet. They still have some COVID dollars, federal dollars, in their coffers here. So the state is asking that those hospitals at the local level ask their local governments for disaster relief funds to try to get through this. But, it's kind of a no-win situation here. All of this comes as this big mass debate rages on, state government fighting with city and county governments over requirements on face masks as a way to prevent the spread of the illness.
Jim, we know that schools, as they're going back, and bringing kids back into the classroom, Texas certainly has faced that mask debate, with the governor being very vociferous in saying no masks, no mask mandates. Here in Colorado, as kids head back to school, we're definitely watching what's happening in Texas. I mean, do they think that this is being driven in large part by younger patients?
Yes, it's primarily younger folks. Health officials have told us that that's the case. And it's primarily unvaccinated people. People who never had any shot at all are finding themselves in the hospital now. Even 20-somethings or 30-somethings, even some as young as teenagers or younger, are being hospitalized now with the illness. So while the infection rate is still relatively low, the number of people who are headed to the hospital is going up. And again, it's younger folks and health officials saying, it's those people who, for whatever reason, decided not to get vaccinated.
And, Jim, there is some little beacon of hope as well. There's some researchers in the capital city in Texas of Austin saying that they could have a potentially new treatment that could help ease some of that burden on the hospitals.
Yeah, exactly. Dr. Robert Gottlieb is with Baylor Scott & White Research Institute down in the Austin area. He says that he's developed, or the team there has developed, an antibody treatment which could ease the symptoms somewhat. You know, you've heard that getting a vaccine might make the illness a little less severe. This might do the same kind of thing. In people who are either vaccinated or not vaccinated, it could blunt some of those worst effects, and that would keep people from having to go to the hospital, thereby easing some of the strain on the hospital system.
Yeah, definitely fascinating. And of course, you know, we'll continue to keep an eye on what's happening to our neighbors to the south as far as this ongoing surge, and hopefully learn a couple lessons on the way up here in Colorado. Jim, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Andrew.